So shall we pray? Lord God, we thank you that you are King. Jesus, we thank you that you died and rose again, and that you rule, that you are the King, the Prince of Peace. Lord God, as we come to study the words of Jesus, would you speak to us and teach us? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please do take a seat. So in our Bible reading this morning that Nicola read to us, we heard this list that Jesus told those who were listening to him, this list of ways that are living, that are blessed by God. Often they're called the Beatitudes, a list of things that God blesses. And one way of understanding what Jesus was saying is, I've got wonderful news for this kind of people. And this kind of people, the people living like this and this. Wonderful news for the peacemakers. You will be called God's children. It's not just, here's a list of what you need to do to be a good person, but an announcement of God's good news. God's kingdom rule breaking out now. And sadly, the reason Jesus had to say these things to the people that had come to listen to him was because God's kingdom hadn't fully come yet. And that's still true today, isn't it? Not everyone obeys God's laws and worships him at the moment. People still grieve. People are still treated badly for doing the right thing. There's still a need to be merciful. There's still a need to make peace. And if we were all like Jesus, then war and fighting would fade away. But sadly, we're not. We live in a world full of sin and selfishness, and so conflict and war still happen. And we live in a world where difficult and dark choices have to be made. So one of the things in Jesus' list of the ways that God blesses is the peacemaker, making peace, bringing peace into situations, choosing peace rather than conflict. Saying sorry rather than arguing and shouting. And something that's important for us to remember is that when we read the word peace in the Bible, it's so much more than there just not being war or not being conflict. The word for peace is shalom. And it's not just a negative thing, the absence of conflict, but also it's about the presence of health, well-being, harmony, unity, putting broken things back together, healing hurt and pain, happiness, wholeness, flourishing, all those kind of words. And we believe that our God is a God of peace. So if we're his children, we're called to look like him, to be instruments of peace, to be bringers of peace. And this means that being a peacemaker is about being a lot more than just not fighting, although that's a really good start for each of us to be aiming for, isn't it? And often we're in situations, whether we're younger or older, where we have a choice to make, and probably just a few seconds to make the choice. We need to decide, how are we going to react to the way this person has acted towards me? Are we going to respond with violence or aggression? Are we going to be mean back to the person who's been mean to us? Or are we going to choose another way? Are we going to choose to bring peace, to make peace? And as we think about these moments when each of us, however old we are, have a choice and have to make a decision, let me tell you about Rosa Parks. And maybe lots of us will know of her already. Maybe you've already learned about her at school, if you're at school at the moment. Rosa Parks was an African-American woman who lived in America during the time of segregation, when white people got unfair preferential treatment at the expense of all others. And so in the city of Montgomery, where Rosa lived, there was discrimination. There was a law that said a driver could decide who sat where on his bus, so that white people got the best seats or didn't have to stand when the bus was full. And so on the 1st of December 1955, a bus driver asked Rosa to give her seat up on the bus to a male white passenger who'd just got on. This was the moment where Rosa had to make the decision. What was she going to do? And she refused to give up her seat. Because of that, she was arrested, she was fined, and taken to court for breaking the law. And the response to her decision in that moment, her action, was the African Americans in the city got together and protested by boycotting the buses, refusing to use the buses until the laws changed. There were over 40,000 protesters who walked or shared cars or took taxis for over a year. It wasn't an easy thing to do. It took lots of work and effort. It made things harder for all of them for a long time by not being able to use the bus as they normally would. But the bus company lost a lot of money because all these people weren't using the buses anymore. And that made important people sit up and listen. And eventually this non-violent protest was successful. The United States Supreme Court made a decision. The officials in Montgomery were ordered to desegregate the buses, to get rid of the unfair law. The bus boycott showed the power of non-violent mass protest. And it also brought Dr. Martin Luther King to national attention as one of the leaders, but that's a story for another day, isn't it? So why am I talking today about Rosa Parks and buses? It's because what Rosa Parks and the others did doesn't necessarily look like peacemaking. Rosa Parks upset the peace, didn't she? She upset the way that things were. In that moment, when she had the difficult decision to make, how was she going to act? She could have acted passively. She could have done just what the bus driver had asked her to do, even though it was unfair, and let the injustice and unfairness continue. She could have reacted violently. She could have been aggressive towards the bus driver, towards the passenger who's she was supposed to be giving her seat up to. And that would have just spiraled and made more conflict and more violence happen. Instead, she acted peacefully by taking a stand. Because actually working for the presence of true peace, that well-being, happiness, wholeness kind of peace that the Bible talks about, can mean the need for conflict. But the end result was justice and righteousness and fairness. And that's what peace looks like. Things getting better. Things getting more like God wants them to be. And that's the kind of actions that God blesses. They're the kind of actions that make God smile. And as Christians, we're called to be living this way today, working towards things looking different, being peacemakers. Sometimes being a peacemaker looks like walking away from a fight, saying sorry, or forgiving people. Sometimes being a peacemaker disturbs the peace, forces people to look at the world in a different way and bring change. And we're heading towards the day when Jesus returns and puts everything right, putting an end to all war, when there'll be no need for armies because there'll be peace. But until then, it's right that we stop to remember the tragedy of those who died in wars, that we're grateful for the efforts of those who have prevented evil from spreading, to acknowledge the sacrifice that so many have made and continue to make. And it's right to pray for an end to the killing. We're praying for that true peace that the Bible talks about. We pray that God's kingdom would come. Amen.